So this the file format is actually pretty popular, especially around the South American governments. They're looking at this very closely right now, and also in the EU. We just got a recommendation from the European Union, the EU, for what should we do with our file format, and it's very positive actually. So they really, really value that our file format is vendor independent, is free from IP issues, patent issues, and is also technically a very well-crafted standard. So what they recommended is actually that we even take it a step further and go to a standards body that's more relevant in the European space, so going to ISO and going through the whole process, so they would support that. And we're thinking about doing that. So we believe that the file format is actually critical for the future of OpenOffice and StorOffice. Many people ask us, why don't you just adopt the Microsoft file format? And my answer is two reasons. It's like for strategically having the own, of, an own file format that's standards-based is the right thing to do, because it allows you to create a whole ecosystem around it of vendors that are actually equally important and equally able to create solutions based on the file format and not dependent on the licensing terms of a single company. And then, secondly, it's also technically important that we are able to innovate at our own pace. So we can introduce new features into the file format ahead of the competition by having our own file format that is like functionally complete. So right now, office productivity really is something that everybody needs. And if you want to switch to an alternative environment, we've seen that with Apple. So Apple really depends on Microsoft Office. And we've seen that in the history, that there are two times they've been threatened by Microsoft not providing an office productivity product anymore, and they are good friends now because they really need this office productivity software. If you look at Linux, it's the same thing. Linux needs a really competitive office productivity software, and the first time that was available was through StarOffice. And only with the open sourcing of StarOffice, it actually became the de facto standard on Linux. So with the success of StarOffice and OpenOffice on Windows as well as on Linux, Linux becomes a very competitive environment, because everything you do on Windows, you can actually then later move over to Linux with very little trouble. So if you create documents on Windows, if you create solutions on Windows that are cross-platform, then you can move them over to Linux very quickly. So enterprises who are not yet ready to make this first step, or this big step to Linux, can actually do a baby step, migrate to StarOffice or OpenOffice on Windows, and then have all the options open later to make the real step to Linux. And so I really think it's a catalyst for Linux on the desktop to have a cross-platform office suite. So we see that the same thing we see with the browser, with Mozilla. Many of those companies are looking at a cross-platform alternative first, and then they do a soft migration over to Linux. And it helps reduce risks to introduce the change slowly by introducing cross-platform software on Windows first, and then moving the operating system later when all your applications, when you have a solution for all